a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I feel like if you and I were going to have a little time away, not a time away, but like a thing to go to, it would be this festival, Good Things Festival.
Yes.
This is coming to Melbourne in December, and the tickets, the pre-sale tickets, went on sale yesterday, right? So this is Bring Me the Horizon and the Deftones and NoFX and Tism are back.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Oh, my God.
And there's a whole bunch of other people there, including one of our favourite bands, and we never get to play them, and we can't believe they're there in the system.
But yeah.
It's Millencolin. So, Kiss Chasey. I mean, that's another throwback.
Oh, Kiss Chasey?
What is this? An
take you back.
Oh, this is emotional.
They're playing this album in full, which would be sick.
Oh, my God.
303.
Just to see that.
Amity Affliction are there.
It's crazy, right? Oh. So, of course, everyone
in our age group. Regurgitate off.
So many people excited yesterday, right?
For
the pre-sale tickets, they're on there, and you know what it's like. 5 minutes, like half an hour before you're logged in, you're ready to go. Okay, here we go. I'm on the website. Refresh. Okay, cool. The thing was, is that OzTix were the booking website. And that crashed multiple times. People are very angry.
It happens.
But it shouldn't happen.
No.
Right? Sorry.
But it happens.
It's 2022.
Shouldn't happen. But
it shouldn't happen. I'm so. Get it together.
Yeah, I know.
Sign up to the NBN, you know, and make it good. Government. Anyway, it's like this is what happened to people, though. Normally, it crashes and you can't get in and you can't buy tickets. But what was happening is that people were logging on and they put all in all their details. They're like, yep, two tickets, bang. And then it kicked them out and they're like,
what?
Oh, my God. And then they got back on and they're like, yep, two tickets, bang. It says your time to complete this purchase has expired. Time is up.
Oh, it's not letting me hang on a sec. Go again.
Anyway, furious customers have come back. They have added screenshots as receipts, right,
yes,
to what has happened. People have been fleeced of nearly $3,000.
What?
Because they kept buying tickets, getting kicked out, going back, buying tickets, and they weren't getting any confirmation that they had bought tickets, but OzTix were taking the money.
Oh, my God.
So and then they've gone into their bank account, and they're like, seven transactions.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So did they have the tickets or not? Do they have 14 tickets?
Someone's uploaded this photo and they said, my credit card has been charged seven times. I am yet to receive any confirmation or tickets. I have no idea if I have no tickets or 14 tickets.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy. OzTix, it says, this is what a person wrote to the festival's Facebook page. OzTix have turned their phones off and aren't replying to emails, and I'm $2,800 out of pocket. That's like the least you could say is to come out. And, I mean, I've had good experiences with OzTix in the past, so, you know, I don't want to kick anyone when they're down.
Yeah.
But you can't be taking $2,500 from people.
No,
you don't have this money just sitting there.
Yeah.
And then just be like, we're not replying. Man, and I've been having some trouble with, you know, Ticketek at the moment as well. So it's like, all good people. But
There is a statement. Mm. It's important to note, if you have been charged, you have tickets. If you have been charged more than once, you will be refunded. We'll advise once this process is complete. So they reckon they're doing refunds. But
unprecedented demands.
Mate, it is a pretty good lineup.
It's a great lineup. And you know what? People in our age group, been a very long time since we would be willing to not only pay money but stand in one place for 8 hours.
Yeah.
And once you get there, you're like, why did I do this to myself?
My knees and it'd
be
cold.
Yeah, it's so loud.
It's December 2nd, but I'll still be cold for
some
reason.
Yeah, exactly. So we're very
excited.
Or
too hot either way. I don't know why people don't just do what we do and get media accreditation.
I'm a photographer.
Send an email. Seriously, though, let's do that. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. All right, so this one's, when's this one from? The 9th of June. So that's how long I've been trying to bring this to the table. Almost 2 weeks now.
Mm. No pressure then. Better be good.
Oh.
Yeah, you're talking it up. Just
I'm not talking it up, mate.
Just bring it to the table.
Just trying to let people know the daily struggle. Trying to my voice heard.
Yeah, it is hard. I don't leave a lot of space, do I?
No, between the two of you, it's big personalities, mate. Commercial radio.
Yeah.
I've sent you both a photo. Now, don't look at it yet.
Okay.
You remember a while ago I brought to the table a story about Indy, my three-year-old, and the way she plays and the game she plays. So she gets me to play dolls with her.
Yeah.
And we've got a little Barbie fun house.
Yeah.
And the Barbie doll comes with, the fun house came with a little iPad.
Okay.
And she had me get Barbie and Chelsea, the little, and put the two of them to bed. And then she came into the house and stole the iPad and then snuck off with it. And then had me wake the girls up, the dolls up, and be like, oh, my God, someone's been in our house. Where's our iPad? What's happening? And then she, who is also a character in the game, comes back to Barbie and says, oh, it was me. Here you go. Sorry, I didn't run away with it. Here's your iPad back. Over and over and over. And then she pulls up on that and then goes, all right, now I'm going to jump in bed, right, and you and Barbie and Chelsea – you steal one of my unicorns from my bookshelf. And she's got about 16 unicorns.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of her lying in bed with one eye open, looking at me and going, no, not that unicorn, Dad. No, not that unicorn. Finally, I steal a unicorn. That's the right unicorn. And we sneak out. And then she wakes up and is like, oh, my God, someone's been in our house. Where's my – she's like role-playing break and enters.
Yeah.
There's been a robbery.
Just a bit of B&E.
Makes me wonder, like, is she already at three starting down this, terrible path.
Yes.
Do I need to be concerned?
Mm.
There's a follow-up.
Okay.
I've sent you a photo.
Can we open it now?
Yep, we're back in the Barbie fun house.
All right. Okay.
All right, it's a photo I've sent you of Indy. Does one of you want to describe what you're seeing?
Okay.
I'll let you go, love.
Okay. So what I can see is that we've got a bit of chaos. So we've got the Barbie house.
Yeah.
And the front of the house is open.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get inside the house. Now, if you look down in the bottom right-hand corner, I'm guessing that's you holding a Barbie with her hands in the air. Now, yep. It could be a shriek of joy.
No.
It could be a shriek of...
I feel like Barbie's been busted.
Okay.
You feel like Barbie's been busted?
Oh.
Indy.
I feel like Barbie has busted Indy,
yeah.
And Barbie is shocked.
Yes.
With her hands in the air. Okay, now a baby has fallen over in the front as well.
Yeah, don't worry about the other dolls. They're just there. Right.
Okay.
So focus on what Indy's doing.
Indy's squatting in their house.
Yeah.
That's what I was wondering.
She could be. I don't know if she's a giant sitting on the house. I don't know if she's decided to take a dump in their house.
Keep
to be quite
in
frank.
Mind. Keep in mind, she is the same in this game. She is the same size and an equal character as the Barbie dolls.
I feel like she's using the facilities of the doll.
Funny you should say that, because actually that bit of blue, that panel of blue that you can see on the far right, that's where the bathroom is.
Oh. Right.
What you can't see hidden behind Indy popping a squat and facing the camera and smiling is that's the kitchen.
Wait, is she in the sink? Is she in the fridge?
She's taking.
What, is she on the table?
She's taking a dump in their kitchen sink. And she did that totally unprompted.
Yeah.
She was, I can't even remember what it was now.
Can you add, words to this? Like, what was she saying at the time to you about what she was doing?
So she was like, we were playing, and she because she likes it because we're toilet training or whatever, and so she likes to make the other dolls go to the toilet, and they use the bathroom,
yeah,
and then I think she got annoyed at Barbie for some reason, and she's like, all right, I'm not using the toilet. I'm going to leave something on the dining table. I'm going to poo in their sink, in the kitchen sink. And I was like, what are you doing?
Okay, so
she did it multiple times.
I'm no expert. I'm no child psychologist. I don't have kids. Is that not a learnt behaviour?
Oh.
Taking a dump in the kitchen sink.
I've just watched Daddy do it, and now I'm doing it in my Barbie house.
Come on, Daddy, let's dump in the kitchen sink like you always do.
Absolutely not.
Are you sure?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
That is genetic.
Because the look on her face says, I'm like daddy.
She's very impressed.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We knew we were getting a brand new song from Beyonce. It's called Break My Soul. And a lot of people loving it. I'm going to say it's like 90s-esque. Nostalgia-ish.
Spice Girls sort of type.
No, not Spice Girls. I don't know. You'll hear it. We're about to play it.
Well, like John Cougar?
Yeah.
Like Bruce Springsteen?
Yes.
Backstreet Boys?
All of those things.
NSYNC.
But, right, we are getting...
DJ?
Yeah. Yes. We are getting an album.
CNC Music Factory.
Oh, a little bit earlier than what we expected. So,
but like Dr. Jones, Jones calling Dr. Jones?
I have one final question. Do you hate it when I interrupt?
It's witty and it's funny.
It's the best. I just have to get it out and then I can listen. Then I can be a part of the fun, you see?
Yep.
Oh, so we're finished with the fun now. Okay, great. Awesome. Yep.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold. Your popcorn, kids. It's Tom, Lingy, and Luggies. I feel seen on K Rock and Action.
Okay, I feel seen this week. I get to actually sit back and do nothing.
That's exactly right. Loggy and I are going to act out a scene from a movie, a bit of dialogue, back and forth. Maybe not so much back and forth in this one. Loggy's time to shine.
It's a bit heavy, man.
Oh, is this an Ace Ventura situation again?
I love it.
The
Tommy,
Dolphin Trainer.
You've got to guess the movie. No one has not guessed the movie.
You're so guaranteed to get this one.
We've nailed it every time. You reckon I'll get it?
Oh, 100%. But you're going to have to sit through 2 minutes of dialogue until the end.
All right.
You showed so much patience with that Beyonce song.
Thank you.
Show it again here.
Well, okay, I will.
Show it again.
All right, and all remember, don't forget your end scene so I know when you're finished.
I'm all.
Come on, Log, you can do it.
Here we go. Got to get in character.
Are you part of this at all, Lingy, or is it just Log?
Yeah. I'm here to chip in.
Okay.
He's chipping in. It's been monologue heavy, right?
Yeah.
So now's my turn.
And Log wanted a monologue.
No. But I did want to do this movie. So, okay, here we go. Right. Let's saw the buyers from the spies, the needy from the greedy, and those who trust me from the ones who don't. Because if you can't see value here today, you're not up here shopping. You're up here shoplifting. You see these goods? Never seen daylight, moonlight, Israelite, fanny by the gaslight. Take a bag. Come on, take a bag. I took a bag home last night. Cost me a lot more than £10, I can tell you. Don't think because these boxes are sealed up, they're empty. The only man who sells empty boxes is the undertaker. And by the look of some of you lot today, I make more money with me measuring tape. Here, one price, £10.
Did you say £10?
Are you deaf?
That's a bargain. I'll take one.
Squeeze in if you can. Left leg, right leg. Your body will follow. They call it walking. Treat the wife. Treat someone else's wife. It's a lot more fun if you don't get caught. These are not stolen. They haven't been paid for. And we can't get them again. They've changed the bloody locks. Here, one for you. It's no good coming back later when I've sold out. Too late will be the cry when the man with the bargains has passed you by.
Bacon. Causes.
Shit. And scene.
And I didn't know if you'd say that last one.
Yeah. After last week.
I just popped back. Sorry, did I miss something?
Log, you were brilliant.
No, it was very good. I like the accent. I don't know if I know the movie, though. Oh. I can guess.
Seriously?
Is it Lockstock?
It is!
Oh, what a guess. I don't remember that scene at all, but
it's
I just thought, start
selling the watches or whatever he's doing.
The vibe and knowing you two, I was like, I reckon it might be Lockstock. Okay, well done.
You can play the
little... play the little clip to see how much closely it compares to Loggy.
Oh, yeah, let's have a listen, then.
£10. Did you say £10? Are you deaf? That's a bargain. I'll take one. Squeeze in if you can. Left leg, right leg. Your body will follow. They call it walking.
It's identical to Loggy's performance.
Thanks, Lingy. I always appreciate it.
No, I did enjoy it. I did enjoy it. It's very good. If we could crowbar more of that accent into the show, I'd really appreciate it.
Anytime.
All right, well done, guys. I feel seen returns next Wednesday.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
A mum has embarrassed her children or her kid who is 8 years old. They were at a fun run over in the UK and Katie is her name and her daughter was like, please, mummy, please. Can you please race in the school mum's race? And Katie said, all right, I'll do it for you.
Weird that she's the mother of the Artful Dodger.
I know. And so Katie, she, you know, once again, not victim blaming, but the attire that she wore was probably to her own demise because everyone was in shorts and singlets and in their running gear. She was wearing a dress with a, you know, lacy undergarment, which was kind of a G-string-esque underneath. Good on her. Hot mum. And then she has run, fallen over. Her head has gone in the grass. Her dress has then fallen over her head and she has mooned the kids and all the teachers of the school, embarrassing her 8-year-old child.
It's amazing because she keeps running as she's going down. You can, she looks like she's sinking.
I
and
know.
Then and she almost rolls like doing the worm.
Oh, poor thing.
And her face just goes right into the... And the dress goes bang over her head and it's full moon.
Poor thing.
Full moon.
Anyway, she embarrassed her kids, so we want to ask, when did that happen to you?
Yeah, that's right. Michelle, you're in Orlane. When did you embarrass your kids? Or were you the child at the time?
I was the parent. My daughter had a parent helper day on a Sunday at primary school and they decided to do a bit of a kickball game with some of the mums. And when my daughter tried to convince me, I was like, no, 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 but I eventually did and I kicked the ball and then I started running thinking, yep, that was a great kick. And it ended up hitting one of the mums in the face and all the mums had gone over to help her. And I just turned around and everybody was just looking at me as if it was so bad.
And you're just like, yes!
I kept running and I was like, yes! That was great.
The home
I turned around and I was like, yeah, my daughter was just like, that's it. Never again.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
The line was probably where you were standing over her, like, sucked in and pointing at her. But, yeah. I mean, you know, whatever.
Brilliant, Michelle. Dom joining us from Grovedale. Dom, when have you embarrassed your kids? Or were you embarrassed as a child yourself?
No, Lingy, I actually very recently have embarrassed my youngest daughter. So she works for a local restaurant in Geelong. And they're having a function there, which we were lucky to be invited with. And haven't drunk for a while and decided to have a big night. And got up and did stupid dad dancing. And just to finish the night off, as we were leaving, went up to the glass window and hands against the window and kissed the window to say goodbye to everyone.
Get out of it, Dom.
Kids love that.
Go to bed.
That's grounds for divorcing your parents right there. Tom, Lingy and Loggie. You've been listening to the podcast. Thanks for that. And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on KROQ 955.